bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
It's me.
Got the number
fucking Marco Island doing a podcast. You never know how to start these fucking things. But I'm here in Marco Island in Florida doing the Off the Hook Comedy Club. Oh, man. I don't know what the fuck time is. It's got to be 2:30 in the morning. I'm literally about to pass the fuck out. But I wanted to get this fucking... Oh, shit. Get this podcast in. I haven't done one in a minute. Talk about a few things tonight. UFC 118. I can't believe they're still fucking doing numbers, man. 118. What are they going to do? It's fucking UFC 320. It's just going to sound fucking stupid. UFC 320. Fucking BJ Penn. Oh, shit. Motherfucker. I can't even get words out. Show tonight, dude, was actually so much better than I thought it was. You know, I'm down here, Marco Island, and it's a touristy place. So I guess they have, you know, high season. And then there's now where it starts to get a little dead down here because it's a tourist-based island. But a lot of fans showed up tonight. A lot of ONA fans came down. A lot of regular fans, you know, from Comedy Central. And it was pretty, actually packed up pretty good, man. I was very happy. I thought the crowd was going to just suck, but they actually wound up being a great crowd. Really, really fucking good crowd. A lot of people that came last time I was here around 2 years ago. Came tonight, and it was good. I felt bad, man, tonight. You know, I try not to fuck with the crowd. You know, when I talk to the crowd, and I'm trying to do it less and less. You know, talking to the crowd, it's just something that, you know, some comics do. I do it. It's easy. It's fun. But it can fuck you a little bit, you know, because you don't know how funny your joke really is. Or, you know, if you go up there, there's some guys that just go up there and just get into their act and don't even acknowledge the crowd and just joke and after joke after joke. And it's pretty amazing. And I've been trying to, you know, trying to do that more. Because going to the crowd or, you know, going down and blah, 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 or where you from, or, you know, it's just, it's a crutch. It's a fucking crutch. And I'm trying to unhook that crutch. Trying to get up there and just, you know, tell my jokes. But, you know, another thing, you know, even like tonight, there was just this fucking kid, man, with his dad in the front row. And, you know, I don't know if he liked me or didn't like me. And, you know, sometimes you're on stage and you look out and you see somebody, you just, you know, as stand-up comics, or at least I'll speak for myself, that, you know, you're insecure. You're up there in front of a bunch of people, and you don't know what the fuck's going on. And, you know, you look out and you see that face, like, and you're like, you just make a judgment call. This bitch don't like me, or this guy thinks I'm an ass. And, you know, your comic ego comes into play, and you want to Say, fuck you. What the fuck? What is wrong with you? Well, what? You don't like me? You don't, you know? In reality, they're having a blast. And that's just their dumb face. You know? And, you know, this kid was up front tonight. I don't know what the fuck, if he was a fan or not, or he got tickets, and I don't fucking know. But he came in, and, you know, he was sitting there, and his smile was just fucking nuts. It just, he didn't, like, laugh. He just opened his mouth. And I don't know, it was fucking weird, and I acknowledged it, and I don't know if he was retarded or slow or his dad. I don't fucking know, man. I think I fucked up. I feel shitty. You know, because they wound up literally walking out with, I don't know, maybe one or two jokes left. 5 minutes left in my act. They wound up fucking calling it a night. And if they left because, you know, they didn't like me, that's fine. But if they left because I fucked with them, I didn't mean it, but like that, I was just, sometimes you just gotta fucking say something, man. You're looking down and you're just like, as a comic, you gotta acknowledge some shit sometimes. And I just did tonight. And I'm usually pretty good with that, where I just let shit go, but I did, so I don't know. What are you gonna do? His fucking smile was just freaking me out. He reminded me of the kid who played the banjo in Deliverance. Remember that fucking kid on the front porch? Just his weird smile. His sunken in eyeballs. I don't know. I feel bad, but fuck him. You know? Fuck it if you can't take a joke, man. I'm sitting up there fucking smashing myself for an hour, telling people about my shitty life, and hoping you relate. And, you know, if you can't take a fucking crack on yourself for a second, go fuck yourself. But the show was pretty good. I'm hoping that the rest of the shows this weekend go as good as that. You know, it's really good turnout tonight, so I'm hoping the rest of the week is just as good. Radio today was fucking great. really fucking good time. Wound up talking about the first time I got a hooker was fucking old black chick. I was haggling with her for at 18.50. And she wound up taking it, and then I gave her the $18, and she wanted the 50 cents. So the bitch, I gave her a quarter, two dimes, and a nickel. But I was pretty crazy. Radio today was good. I know I'm kind of rambling right now, but I was just about to fall asleep, but I just wanted to get this in. Well, there was two smoking hot chicks there tonight, too. It's so fucked up, you know. I used to do comedy. I didn't give a shit. I just fucking would go up. And I had an hour. It's my first CD that I have out, Robert Kelly Live. I don't know, you can't get it anymore. I don't know where the fuck. I have like a few copies. I know some people have asked for copies of it. I have a few copies. But I had that hour. It took me, well, I don't know, 15 years to get that hour. Maybe longer, 16 years. And I got, you know, and I would just do that hour and just go up. And wherever the fuck I would, I knew I could kill for an hour. You know, 50 to an hour, I could annihilate. Up after anybody who goes on, didn't matter. I could do that fucking set and just kill it. And it was high energy and running all over the place and sweating and... It was crazy, but, you know, it was a pussy getter, man. My set was a pussy getter. It had nothing to do with girlfriend or wife or any fucking anything. It was just fucking shit. It would make you laugh, and I look like a fucking rock star, and I would, you know, get boxed, man. Try to get some pussy after the show. And, you know, party and fucking... I'm not drinking or anything. Those who know me, I know I haven't drank and drug or drink in 25 years, but I'm telling you, that addictive gene, man, once you have an addictive gene, that thing just flows around your body. And, you know, if you quit smoking, it goes to food. If you quit food, it goes to smoking. If you quit sex, it goes to fucking smoking and food. You know, if you quit either any, it just keeps going back and forth. And I remember back then, two hot chicks in the audience, man, they'd be back here right now, and I would be finagling and shooting angles, trying to eat somebody's pussy. You know, trying to fucking anything, eat a little pussy, get my dick sucked, jerk off on a fucking ass, anything. You know, I mean, the fucking main goal is to get my dick sucked or fuck something, or fuck both of them, but, you know. It's, that urge is still in there, man, you know, but I mean, I just fucking left. I just took off. I left after the gig, and, you know, I just don't have that in me to sit there and I know exactly what they want to hear when they want to hear it and fucking finagle that shit, you know, and it's not, yes, I'm married. Yeah, yes, that's number one. I'm married, fuck it. But it's beyond that, man. It's just like I don't have it in me anymore to fucking do that. And my acts change so much, too. I'm not up there fucking lying as much as I used to, you know what I mean? My whole act was a lie. You know, there's comics that are fucking have girlfriends or even married, and they go up there and they talk about being single or some shit, and it's like, God, you're such a fucking fraud. You know, but it was weird. I just to walk away from this. Oh, they were so cute. So my speed. Oh, so my speed, man. Fucking just a little bit mushy, you know, in shape, great bodies, but just a little mushy, just a little mushy. But I already fucking jacked one out today to fucking Electra Blue. Oh, God, does she know how to suck a cock. Oh, if you haven't seen her fucking Electra Blue with a K. God, I watched her suck a dick today. It was just exactly how I like my dick sucked. It just was just depressing how big the guy's cock was. It was just, you know, I knew she wouldn't be able to use the same techniques on my cock. It'd be one hand, maybe even four fingers at this point. Anyways, she's, oh God, I watched her blow this, oh God, she's insane, spits on it, and just dirty girl, and you like that, and then she took it, oh, she's such a sweetheart in real life, too. I met her at some radio fucking thing at a bar, and she was just a sweetie. Just to know that she's a dirty girl and likes to slap dick off her face and spit on cock and take it in the ass makes me fucking... See, that's the type of shit that I would fucking be shaking. My knees would be wobbling. If I did a show and she was there and then she just came in after and was like, I just want to fucking suck your cock and let you eat my asshole. I'd have to pray to fucking every Allah, God, fucking Jesus, Moses. I'd have to call my wife and just be like, this is what's happening right now. And just pause. Because there might be 99% chance she's going to go get the fuck out of there. But there'd be that 1% chance you're like, well, baby, I mean, go eat her ass. I just go eat it. I mean, what are you going to do? Just go eat her ass and wear rubber and don't, you know, we'll talk about it when you get home. Oh, would that be insane? But, you know, I just walked away tonight and I went and fucking drove to a Walmart that was closed, a super fucking Walmart. Who closes a super Walmart? First of all, if you don't like Walmart, you're a fucking piece of garbage. You really are just an elitist faggot. Walmart is the best store on the planet. I don't care that they're killing mom and pop places. Mom and pop places don't have shit, and if they do, it's fucking expensive. Walmart has everything. T-shirts, $7. Shorts, khaki shorts, $12. Fucking, you can buy a knife. fishing equipment, fucking electronics, stupid movies for $5. It's crazy. I mean, and it's the best place in the world to go to, just to walk around the aisles. You can buy ham and turkey and fucking everything at Super Walmart. I love it. Walk around that store for hours just fucking looking at shit that you need or, you know, fucking just bullshit. A lot of times I'll just pick shit up and by the time I get to the register, I'll just leave most of it at the register because I just changed my mind. But it's just fucking a fantastic place to walk around and get a bunch of horse shit for cheap. Shit you never buy, but because it's fucking 32 cents, you'll get it. And I got there tonight. Super Walmart, which is supposed to be fucking open 24 hours, is closed at fucking 9:30 tonight. I wanted to kill somebody. I had to come back to the hotel. Not one place is open. Everything on this island shuts down at fucking like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Even the hotel doesn't serve food after fucking 12 o'clock. I got back here at 12:15. I wanted to fucking murder somebody. I went up lying to the front desk. I was like, I'm a diabetic. I need food. She could give a shit if my foot fell off, this twat. She was like, well, go to your minibar. And I wound up eating, and I'm trying so hard. Those of you know me, it's, you know, I'm trying to get back on the fuck. I quit smoking. I'm smoking again. I quit smoking for 4 months, and it just, the weight was tumbling on. And it's an excuse, man. It's a horseshit excuse, but I'm using it. Because I was fucking getting violently angry at people. I really wanted to fucking hurt people because I wasn't smoking. And I was fucking freaking the fuck out about everything. And I was affecting fucking relationships. And I just said, fuck it, and I started smoking. And plus, you know, my chick was smoking again, too. So that fucking, I just couldn't be home, and I just did it. And the weight was tumbling on. It was fucking terrible, man. Not smoking this time really fucking sucked. And I started smoking again. And I went to the gym today for the first time in probably 2 months. I just stopped going. And it's fucking, the weight came back on. Not all of it, but it's getting there, man. And, you know, I'm going to try to work out all this week. And, you know, again, I know what it is. You have to fucking, I'm not one of those guys, man. Fuck, there's these people that are just elite. And then there's douchebags that just can't get their shit together. It's like I'm in the middle where, you know, I'm not this fucking alpha male that climbs a mountain and fucking learns kung fu and then fucking reads interesting books and still fucking, you know, bangs hookers and fucking is rock and roll. I'm just in the middle, man. And, you know, I can't fucking handle it. I can't handle just quitting everything and fucking, not yet in my life. You know? I gotta get the weight thing back. I gotta get back into that because that's, it just sucks, man. And I hate that this has been my whole life. Always worrying about what the fuck I'm eating, when I'm eating it, how much I'm eating. It really just sucks living this type of life. Having to not be able to enjoy food. You know. I'm smoking butts. It's just a fucking nightmare. But, you know. You know, anytime it's just the way it is, I guess, man. Some people, we have these fucking lives we lead where it just sucks sometimes, you know. And I'm at that point right now where it's like, fuck me, dude. I gotta literally eliminate everything and get back to just, you know, physical, spiritual, and creativity. Get back to that fucking, you know, crazy fucking just focus on, I'm just going to work out today at some point and eat right and fucking, carbs is the motherfucker, man. Carbs to me is just crazy because I eat that shit and I get bloated. Ridiculously bloated. And that shit gets into my belly and like fucking, it's like making beer in my stomach with all the other horse shit, and it just ferments in my belly and swells up and I get gassy and heartburn. And anybody who's got heartburn, acid reflux they call it now, it's a nightmare. It's a fucking nightmare. It's like every night I'm woken up by just fucking burning sensation in my chest. All fucking day, every day I have it. And it went away a little when I quit smoking. It definitely went away a lot when I fucking lost weight. And that's the key, is just I'm overweight again. It's just a motherfucker, man. Food is a motherfucker. And I got to get back to focusing in on that, when I'm putting in my fucking fat face and when I'm putting it in and how much I'm putting in. So I'm back on that, you know, get back my fucking diet again and get my shit together. You know, even my jeans, like even I went down to tie my shoe tonight and it's like your jeans just on a hot day stick to your thigh and you can't, ugh. It's like you feel like you're going to break your knee. Like my knee's just going to snap backwards. Fucking unbelievable. But, you know, hey, today's the first day I worked out today. I ate pretty healthy, except for the bullshit I had to take out of the minibar because there was nothing to eat in this shit fucking hotel. What Marriott doesn't have 24-hour room service? All fucking pre-made sandwiches they can deliver to fucking rooms. It's unbelievable. Un-fucking-believable that I couldn't order something to eat at 12:15 tonight. Un-fucking-believable. Fucking twats. Look at me. I'm complaining about staying at a Marriott. Yeah, it's stupid, I know. Piece of shit. But anyways, I had to cancel this week. I had to cancel fucking Virginia Funny Bone. And, you know, I never cancel gigs. I always do them. And I don't know. It, you know, I don't know if what was going on. They actually put Carlos Mencia in on Saturday night. It was a fucking mix-up, and I just pulled out. You know, I mean, the club's fine. You know, it's a cool place. You know, I just had to pull out. You know, it was hopefully rescheduled that shit some other time. But, you know, there was a few fans that were writing me, and, you know, I apologize. But sometimes the gig just doesn't work out, and it's just it would be just detrimental to me to go forward with it. And I just, you know, sometimes the gigs are meant to be and sometimes they're not. And this one definitely wasn't. Was not fucking meant to be. So, you know, the people that bought tickets, I apologize. Go see Carlos Mencia. I'm sure he'll be doing some funny shit. Ugh. You know, this, UFC 118 is coming up and, you know, it's such a fucked up thing. I can't believe that, Gray Maynard actually got passed over to fight Frankie Edgar. It's like, I mean, I love BJ Penn. He is my favorite, one of my favorite fighters. I mean, of all time. I met him once. It was just like fucking, I was starstruck, you know? I'm a member of BJPenn.com, for Christ's sakes. But, you know, Frankie Edgar won that fight. You know, did he win? I don't know. I mean, do you have to beat the champ? Yeah. Did he? Maybe not. But he did better than anybody expected him to do, and he worked his ass off. And I met Frankie a bunch of times. This guy was fighting in underground fights a few years ago. Now he's the champion of the world. And he didn't steal that away. That was a whatever. That was a toss up. And he's got the belt, and he deserves it. And he's the champ. And he should have been able to fight somebody else, like a Gray Maynard or somebody else, to defend his title against somebody else. He shouldn't have gotten an immediate rematch against BJ Penn, because you know BJ, man, look, BJ's a monster, but he slacked up for some reason. I say this about BJ. If he shows up with abs, he wins. If he shows up with a flabby stomach, he loses. And he didn't show up. He didn't show up the way he did against Sanchez. So he lost it, man. And I don't. It's you know BJ's so good, and he's such a prodigy, and he's so fucking crazy. Just the talent is off the chart. Is that when you just want to see him be the best, like a superhero? You know, that's what these guys become, like superheroes. And then when they fail, you get bummed out. It's like, you know, when Superman fucking went into that chamber and became human and then got his ass kicked by a redneck in a fucking diner. You know, it's like, oh, come on, man. And, you know, that's kind of what happened the last fight in Abu Dhabi, man. It was like, what the fuck is going on? But I knew it was going to happen the second he entered the ring because I looked at his fucking torso. And he wasn't hanging with fucking Marv Marinovich. And, you know, it was just fucked up. And now he's going to fight again right away. And if he comes in and he's going to fucking take that belt back, it's going to be like another fucking Sarah thing with George St. Pierre where it's almost like a fluke. And I don't think it was with Frankie. You know, I think he really fought his ass off and BJ didn't, I don't think he trained that hard for fucking Frankie, but look, who the fuck am I? You know, I don't know what the fuck he's doing, you know, he says he's training his ass off, so if BJ comes in with abs, I'm sorry, Frankie, the belt's not fucking going home with you. This is going to be a tough fight for fucking Edgar, because he's fucking, it's all the pressures on him. To keep that belt away from the guy he fucking took it from, which is crazy. But I'm looking for, I don't know how the fuck Dana White and Joe Silva, these guys put fights together that, you know what, you'd be interested in one or two, you know, every fight they put out hasn't fucking my interest peaked. Every fight they put out there on pay-per-view or free fucking on Spike or Versus is like, what the fuck? I gotta see this. I mean, they're all good. You got fucking Randy Couture fighting Tony on that fight that night, which is not going to be an easy fight. I do not think it's going to be an easy fight for Randy. He's going to come in and try to take him down and dirty box him against the fucking fence. But if Tony gets one shot in, it's lights out, man. This guy's no joke. He's a fucking heavyweight champ. He's Clubber Lang. He's got some power behind that shit, man. And they're saying that Tony actually tapped out King Mo. Yeah, whatever. Shut the fuck up. You're sparring with somebody and you tap him out is totally different than fighting a guy that wants to rip your head off. Sparring your buddy on a mat with other buddies watching is totally different than fighting a guy that you just punch in the face with all your might and pissed him off. So I don't think there's any way he's going to tap out Randy Couture. And another fighter I'm really looking forward to is another one of my favorite fighters, Joe Lauzon. I've heard his name a couple of different ways. It's one of those, Joe Lauzon. I don't know what the fuck it is, but he's a Boston boy, and he's a badass man. I liked him ever since he fucking knocked out Jens, fucking boom, Jens Pulver, man. He fucking took him out. It was crazy, and he was on the UFC Ultimate Fighter. He was fucking great, just a fucking solid dude, man. You know. Just a badass, but didn't have to fucking yap it out of his mouth. He just fucking took care of business. And that's what he does. He's had a couple losses, but I'm really hoping that he fucking and takes this one out and fucking finishes in a big way and gets back into the spotlight, man. Because I think he's definitely the future of that weight class, and definitely is a bad motherfucker to watch. And yeah, I'm partial because he's from Beantown. But also, he seems like a nice guy. I've met him once. Me and Norton had dinner in Vegas at UFC 100, and he was there. And, you know, sitting next to us the whole time. And finally, everybody got up. I grabbed the photo with him. So he's a pretty cool dude, pretty laid back. So I hope he fucking takes his fight in a big way, too. Not just win. I hope he fucking chokes somebody out. Fucking knock somebody out. But, you know, I think the UFC, man, is really putting on a great fight night. And, you know, I mean, look, I like all MMA. I'll watch it all. I watch Showtime, man. I'm into it. Bobby Lashley's going to fight fucking, I think he's fighting. I mean, it's just, you know, I love Nick Diaz, and he's one of my favorite fighters. Fucking one of the fucking baddest motherfuckers out there. I love Mayhem Miller. You know, Showtime's good, but it's just like they fucking put on these fights. It's just weird. Just fucking, it seems UFC, every bout on the fucking card is like, oh God, I want to see that. Oh shit, I didn't even know he was fighting. Oh my God, the two main events. That's crazy. And the fights are good, man. There's the pressure on to be good in that, in the UFC. Or you'll get the boot. Like what happened to Houston Alexander, man. The guy's a badass. He was a good fighter. He was fucking primed in the UFC. Fucking, and he ran away from Kimbo, man. He got the axe. He got the fucking axe. He's out. And he was a great fighter. He just got booted because he put on a shit fight. So, you know, I can't wait to see this this fight. It's going to be pretty amazing. And I'm actually going to be home. I'm going to try to get tickets because I'm going to be home, because I'm not going to fucking Virginia. So I'm going to try to get goddamn tickets and go the fuck home. I just remembered that. Holy shit. Fuck me. Oh my God. I'm going to see if Norton's around and maybe wants to do that. And I'm talking on the podcast like I'm not even doing a podcast. But it's going to be in Beantown. Fucking crazy, dude. Fucking ridiculous. Having UFC fights in Boston. Jesus Christ. This crowd's going to be nuts. It's going to be fucking ridiculous. But it's going to be insane. I can't wait. I hope I can go. Shit, I just remember that. I would fucking flip out. If you're in Beantown or you're anywhere near Beantown, take a fucking train and go to UFC. And I think they have the expo there too, which is I've been to the expo. It's awesome, dude. You get to meet all the fighters. They have all the fucking t-shirts, all the crazy paraphernalia, all the fucking merch. It's just awesome. Unique shit that you'd never fucking think you wanted or you could never see online. They have it. So definitely check that shit out, the Fan Expo. It's awesome. I don't mean to jerk off fucking Dana White and the UFC, but, you know, I'm just a big fan, man. I love how fucking, you know, accessible they are to the fans. And, you know, no other sport is like that. You know, no other sport. Every other sport, I feel like I'm just a piece of shit. Cattle, and nobody gives a fuck. The UFC, actually, I don't know, just they're accessible. And, you know, you like all the fighters. I don't have to pick a state to fucking go with. I mean, I love the Red Sox and the Pats and the Celts. But it's like, you know what? UFC, I can just fucking, I can like this guy from fucking Brazil. And, you know, another guy from Japan and some fucking dude from Wisconsin and a guy from Beantown, you know. And I can like a guy from New York, like Sarah Pellegrino and fucking Edgar, and not have to fucking, you know, get in a fight at a UFC thing because I'm from Boston. You know, that's why I love the UFC too, man. It just fucking can like a bunch of motherfuckers. So this weekend is going to be, I'm predicting BJ Penn's going to fucking take it. I'm predicting that Randy Couture is going to take him down, hold him down, and frustrate him. It's going to be a frustrating fight. It's not going to be what fucking people want to see, but You know, there's no way Randy Couture is going to fucking allow some fucking douchebag to knock him out and make a point through fucking Randy Couture, who's the poster boy, Captain America of the UFC. And I'm picking Joe to fucking take his fight, too. I'm hoping he fucking does it in a big way, wins tie, you know, the fucking submission of the night or knockout of the night or something, fight of the night. But I'm hoping to go, man. And if, you know, well, that's it. I don't even know where the fuck to go with that. But, you know, anybody who's into the UFC, man, go to that fight. Because in Beantown, at the Garden, it's going to be nuts. It's going to be fucking epic. I'm going to try to go. And that's about it, man. I want to thank everybody for, you know, first of all, watching Louis' show on FX. And thank you for all the praise you guys gave me for, you know, what I did on the show. It means a lot, man, because, you know, I mean, that part was supposed to be a, you know, like a one-time thing, little small thing, just because Louis wanted a brother. And it was, you know, he liked what we did, and he actually put me in another scene, and then in another scene. And, you know, you get, you know, you're sitting here. There's a bunch of guys I know. We're all waiting here to get a shot, just to say, hey, we can do it, you know. But you got to go on auditions, and you got to go through callbacks, and then through producers, and then through networks, and then through, I mean, just so much shit, dude. And, you know, very rarely do you get to fucking just get a part. And, you know, for Louis to actually just call me up and get, I didn't audition or anything, he just gave me the part. It's fucking, you know, and to be able to fucking have the opportunity to try to, you know, do some acting, some real acting. And, you know, Louis helped me a lot and was, you know, directing it, and he was a great director. And, you know, plus he wrote all the words that you say, which is, you know, crazy. You know, it's great. And, you know, so you got to give, I have to give Louis props and a thank you for that, you know, for helping me with that. But to be able to actually do it and have all you motherfuckers see it and like it, and for all the praise you guys gave me and all the fucking cool messages and emails, I really appreciate that. You know, I really do. It means a lot because, you know, that's, you know, something other than comedy. And you never know when you do something like that if you're going to look like an asshole or people are just going to fucking tell you you're a dickhead and go fuck yourself, you know? But it was really cool. Really cool. What else, man? Oh, I went fucking, my little brother is a gillnet fisher. He goes out on a boat out of Marblehead Bay or whatever the fuck they call it. And 3:30 every morning, jumps on a boat, goes out there, picks nets, fucking picks the fish out of the net, stacks them on the fucking boat, and brings them back in around 4,800 to 5,000 pounds of fish. And I went on the boat with him, man. And let me tell you something. Fishermen bust their fucking assholes. And the only reason why they could fucking possibly do it every day, day in and day out, is because they love it. And there's this fucking weird thing that you're out there and the boat's rocking and the sun is coming up and the music on the fucking boat is just wailing through the speakers. And you're fucking sitting there busting balls all geared up with gloves and overalls. And you're pulling up those nets and you don't know what the fuck's going to be in it. And all of a sudden, fucking a ton of fish come up on the fucking table. And some crazy monkfish and all this other crazy shit. And you start picking that shit out of the neck. And it's just, goes on for hours and hours. It's crazy. It's crazy. And the fact that he's doing it, and he let me to go out there with my little bro, the captain there, and it was pretty amazing, man. It's pretty fucking amazing. Very proud of my little brother, because that job is a motherfucker, and he just loves it. And, you know, I'm fucking going back to hold the microphone for an hour. But fucking A, man. Anybody who fishes is a fucking man. Goddamn man. But that's about it. You know, we got the UFC in there. Talked about a bunch of shit. A little rambling. You know, I do these by myself. It's a little, sometimes a little awkward, you know. And I get a little fucking wordy, but, you know, what are you going to do, man? What are you going to fucking do? I'm exhausted. It's 3 o'clock in the morning now. I think I might go take another couple puffs out of a cigarette on the balcony and try to call it a night. But, you know, I go to sleep now. I watch Psych on my iPad. The show Psych on USA. If you don't fucking watch that show, you're an asshole. Psych on USA is hilarious. It's so funny. It's one of my favorite shows. And, oh, God, do I wish I could get on that show. But, now, you know, it's now it's fucking getting popular, so famous people want to be on the show, which makes me sick. A year ago, there was no famous people. I could have just fucking booked myself on an episode, but now a million people. But anyways, I'm going to call this one right now because I'm fading the fuck out. My next podcast, I might do another one this week. We'll see what happens. Maybe we'll do another one Sunday or something because I'm here till Sunday. And that's it, man. I'm out. I'm going to bed. I hope you listen to this shit. I hope it was fucking whatever the fuck cube you're in or whatever truck you're in or car you're in and you're going somewhere. It fucking took up a couple minutes of your day. And you're fucking interesting. It made you laugh a little bit. Other than that, fucking, you know, I'm doing this on my, again, I'm doing this on my fucking iPhone. Lying in bed naked sideways. My left arm is asleep because it's been under my torso for the last 40 minutes. So, this is the anti-podcast. This is the You Know What Dude podcast. You don't need a microphone and a studio and a fucking, I have an iPhone. I'm going to email it to a fucking website and it's going to go up on my fucking website on iTunes. So, fuck it. That's what this is about. Sometimes this is me just rambling like today. Maybe you got some information out of it. Maybe you didn't. I hope you did. Other than that, I'm going to throw a rock at your face. I'm kidding. I don't even know where that came from. Did you know what just happened? I'll tell you what just happened. I just fell asleep, and I was dreaming that there was all these rubble, and this beautiful blonde fucking like Palestinian girl came up, grabbed a rock, and was about to throw it in my face. And I was actually just, I was sleeping on my podcast. Oh, my God. I just said some fucked, when I said, whew, what I say, I just cut the end, I'm going to throw a rock at you. I literally had just woken up from fucking being asleep. That's crazy. That's some fourth dimension shit right there. I just fell asleep. All right, man, I'm out. I'll fucking talk to you. Never had me a name. They just gave me the number when I was young. Got a long line of heartache.